we currently, on our sewer rates, we basically offset the expenses to the tune of 50% with our base sewer fee, which at this time is $6.85. That's a one-time minimum charge per month. And then the flow rates is currently set at 84 cents per thousand, and that offsets the other half of our expenditures. Actually, just a little bit more, because what we make off of that is approximately $84,000 a year off the variable rates. Now, what that calculates out to is that basically we have 27 customers that, because of the amount of gallons that they use, they are paying a large, you know, when you consider that $84,000 a year is generated by these variable rates, they are paying a very large amount. The way that is recommended, and it's a pretty good way when you think about it, the way that's recommended by DNR and almost every other entity out there is that we spread the cost. You know, we divide things into fixed expenses and into variable expenses. And the fixed expenses, if you can think of it, these are the expenses that is associated whether you sell 1,000 gallons of if you treat 1,000 gallons of water, or if you treat 10,000, or you treat 100,000. They're just the base expenses. And theoretically, you ought to be covering those expenses with your customers throughout the system. So that should really be becoming your base. And then the variable flow rate should make up the rest of it. In our case, the fixed expenses makes up approximately 75% of the bill. And those items, those extra chemicals and extra electricity and those type of items that depend on the amount of water that you're treating, and therefore that variable amount, that should make up, in our case, 25%. So we're kind of flipped around there a little bit. In discussing it and reviewing the rates, which we had said we were going to do, the board came up with a couple of things. Number one, they want to go to where we are actually covering the base system expenses with the minimum. It shows up as UC charge. And the reason for that is if one of our big users, as I said earlier, 27 customers make up our largest users, if one of those should happen to have to experience a shutdown, or, you know, they just leave town, whatever it is, that would have a very negative impact on our ability to fund our system. And so by going to where you're spreading the cost out across everybody that uses the system with this base rate that we already have set up, you're protecting your system. You're protecting being able to keep your system afloat. So with that being said, it calculated out that the base price eventually needs to be around $13.40, almost double of what we're looking at. The board felt like, you know, that was an ultimate goal, and they felt like we're in a position where we can kind of take the steps to go up to it. What I had proposed was that we look at a $9.25 minimum. They liked that because it's $2.20 a month more realizing that that's $200 a year, but also looking back at the fact that the last time we had an increase was in 2019. So with inflation having done what it's done, that is a fairly conservative increase, one that hopefully will minimize impact to everybody. And they've authorized me to go ahead and do the final numbers on that.